It is episode 144. We march on towards episode 150. Why do we do that? Simply because it's an arbitrary number and we have to. There's no other way about it. On that march from Sunderland down to 144, I will be joined by like-minded people wrapped in Union Jack, if it was on a ship, but if not, Union flags. And up the front, leading the way, is a very, very opinionated sort of curmudgeon who wants change but isn't prepared to sort of go along with that change. He just wants to have it change and then reap the rewards himself. It's Justin Panks. Justin, on the march. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
You might as well play the song.
Every week we've played the song. How are you doing?
Tired from the anti-Brexit march.
And well done. You were out there in London placarding, picketing.
Placarded up. Went down. It was a good turnout, actually. Very good atmosphere. A lot of young people there, which was heartening to see.
I mean, you were in London, but you were doing gigs.
Yeah, I didn't get that fucking bollock. I mean, I saw some tossers on the tube that had half-heartedly with a Crayola written some shit on a inside of a pizza box and just thought, ugh, fuck off, you busybodies. But,
that's being the change you want to see,
I don't know if it's my upbringing, I don't know if it's the nihilistic environ that I was formed in, but you just accept everything shit and the man shits on your head. And when the man takes a big shit on your head, just look up and say thanks for the new hat.
I think you'd happily just live in a dystopian sort of wasteland. This is it.
I honestly think we do live in a dystopian wasteland. I mean, look at Brexit. Who was it who I was talking to? My friend. I was speaking to a friend in London.
What? Who?
Yeah,
what?
Don't worry about it, mate. A proper friend. And he was like,
wow.
No, it was Darius. And he said that he was in Belgium talking to someone that was...
Can you do it in his voice, please? You do it so well.
I was in Belgium talking to this guy, right, that worked in the EU. I can't do it since I've lost my ovula. My 9,008 voices. I reckon I'm down to about 7 now. I can do Big Mama.
Norfolk-based yokel.
I can do Big Mama, which is so politically incorrect I can't do anyway.
Okay.
Here's some things I can't do since losing my... This is a new feature. Some things that Jussie can't do since losing his ovula. I can't speak Welsh.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I can't or couldn't, but if I wanted to learn it, I can't do the... Oh, oh, oh. I can't do that noise.
Oh, no. This is really going to hold you back.
I know. I can't... Oh, I spoke... Oh, on... See, I have to clear my throat. One of the gigs I emceed, one of the middle acts' surname was Koch, like Koch. You know, like, yeah. But I can't do the noise. Can you say it like it?
Koch.
Yeah, so I couldn't do it. I went, Koch! I can't do it. I'm actually
Did
disabled.
You tell the audience?
No, I didn't tell the audience. I mean, I just tell the listener every time I get the opportunity to say it like that.
I did a gig once with someone who... Like they were doing a lot of their material was about their disability, and it was very heavily talking about that they were disabled and they struggled with it. And I'm not here to judge people's disabilities at all. I would never dream of doing that. But this person was so not disabled, and there was a guy in the front row of the gig who was missing his legs. And this person said, "I find it really difficult with a disability, don't you, mate?" And I thought, how have you got the brass?
Yeah. It's like
monkeys.
He had dyscalculia or something, and he's putting himself in the same bracket as a paraplegic.
Yeah, that is exactly what was happening. Mm. It was awful. But this person I've since seen does comedy on nights specifically for, like, you know, it'll be raising awareness of disabilities and stuff. And just not... I mean, I sort of don't want to say not disabled enough. But
no,
I've
actually sent an email this morning asking advice from the Lost Voice guy.
I don't understand.
Well, doesn't matter.
You've asked, but he... I don't understand.
Look, the joke was that I was doing exactly what you just said, because I've lost my ovula. I'm putting myself in the same bracket as the Lost Voice guy.
I thought you were saying that he wasn't disabled.
No, I'm the one that's not disabled. But I said, maybe I should follow his lead, and I should have an iPad with just the sound, and I could just press that to finish off my words if I ever... I don't know. I don't know if that was just such a bad joke, or if you just really got it badly. I don't know which... maybe it was 6 or 1.
I might not be in the zone. I might not be in the joke zone. That could be the problem.
Oh, there should be a joke zone on the tube. Shouldn't it?
Do you remember when those comedians did gigs
on the
tube?
Fucking wankers.
Was Darius a part of that?
Probably. Oh, anyway, so he said, well done for bringing it all back, because that would have just gone to the ether. He said he was talking to some European bureaucrat, like, way before Brexit happened, but the referendum had been announced. And he reckoned this Belgian bloke was just going, it's not going to happen. It'll trust me. And Darius was like, I don't know, I reckon people... He goes, listen... Even if they vote out, I 100% know for a fact it's not going to happen. You won't leave, even if it doesn't matter. So I just think that, like, when you hear that and you look at the way things are going, yeah, fucking waste of time. I think it is a dystopian bullshit. There's nothing changes. You can't change anything. Just accept it. There you go. That's my advice.
And that is the voice of a man who, for generations and generations, his family have died for the very right to vote. And there is Justin Panks.
Well, you say that, but if they hadn't, instead, wouldn't they have maybe had a revolution, Ash, like they did in France, where they couldn't vote?
You'd love a revolution, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I fucking would, mate. Real change. So what do they do? They go, oh, yeah, you can vote. You can fight for the vote. Women, you throw yourself under the horses. You can vote, and just to distract you from the fact that the fucking man's got his foot on your neck. No matter what you do, where you go, who you vote for, does he take his foot off your neck? Does he? Fuck, he presses it in harder, Ash. He presses it in harder.
So you had good gigs at the weekend?
5 gigs in 3 days. Lovely, lovely state of affairs. Lovely, lovely time was had by all. Apart from anyone sat in the front row on any of those gigs, because I took it up a notch on the old...
Did you took your hatred up high, did you?
I think I was 10 out of 10 on the Biff Tannenometer. I really was giving it to them.
You were a heel, were you?
I've turned full heel, and I was slamming them up to my back axle. What? But I gave them... I let this posh bloke have both barrels. And they film every set, and I said to them that, I said, look, can I have... the Friday late show, because I did 1 gig Thursday, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, all in the same venue. And I said, can I have the...
Did you drive home on a bed of just cash?
I'll talk afterwards. So I, Thursday, that's a no. On Thursday, I did the gig and came home. And then, say, so stayed down Friday night, and then I drove home after the gig Saturday.
Where did you stay? Did you stay in one of your lovely hotels?
I stayed in one of my lovely rat-infested cockroach... themed roomed hotels.
Did you, or did you stay down?
I was in the Gregor Samsa suite. Now, that's such an obscure niche reference. If 2 listeners got that, kudos, I doff my cap to you.
Gregor Samsa
awoke from uneasy dreams to find himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect.
Like Kafka.
It's Kafka-esque metamorphosis. Very well done. And... the joke there is I was in bed with a giant cockroach. Mm-hmm. Bummed him.
Well, let us know if you got that reference. We had... so that was good gig fee. I've got 2 weeks full of gigs coming up. And starting off with a gig with you this very Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. We are going to be live and in the flesh within arm's reach of each other.
Yeah, I'm emceeing it. I will not be going full heel. I'm going to be the opposite.
I'm going to be like the little devil on your shoulder again. Go hard.
I'm going to be super nice.
I always think
I'm going to do the opposite.
I actually think that's cop out.
Yeah.
I do. People, if I'm really likable and I'm shit, they won't let me know I'm shit. That is definitely a tactic I've seen employed.
I'm going to give that a go.
Do you know them sort of people get up on stage and go, "Ah, brilliant, this is great. Oh, wow, look at this guy's hair. Whoa, man, you look brilliant." It's like, oh, fuck off. What's this, entertainer?
That's my act, man.
I know. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh,
give me a cheer if you've got kids.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a cheer if you haven't. Much happier group.
Oh, my God. This weekend, saw that. Give me a cheer if you're single. Much happier group of people.
No one's doing that still. You're lying.
I'm not. Darius witnessed it. He was there. We was at the back of the room WhatsApping each other like, oh, for fuck's sake, look at this hack.
I wish I did that gig and was WhatsApping you and Darius.
And, well, you'd have been on stage saying, give me a cheer if you're single.
Yeah,
but you'd have not been included in the anti-hack group. And then also an act that did that thing where literally every piece of material was prefixed with a question about said material. Give me a cheer if you watch the darts. The thing about darts is
have you ever, though, I don't like it, we've discussed this, but have you ever found yourself in a loop of doing that accidentally? not now, but have you ever
in the past?
I've got to stop doing a shout out for this next bit of material.
Who's got a car? You're in London. Some of these people might not have a car, but they are aware of the concept of a car. Just do your car joke. We don't need...
Give me a cheer if you're aware of cars.
Does anybody ever go, give me a cheer if you like golf? No one? Okay, I won't do that. What about croquet? What are you going to say if no one cheers? Just abort that piece of material.
Yeah.
I mean, are you getting the crowd involved? Is that what you think
you're doing? It's just about livening them before you go into a bit of material you're not sure about.
Right, I'm going to start doing this full heel. I'm going to just stand at the back of the room when I'm emceeing. And if anyone says, hey, give me a cheer if you've got kids, fuck off. I'm just going to do that before anyone has a chance to cheer. Every time. Listen, if you're a punter and you go to comedy shows, there's a new rule. If anyone says, anyone in here been to the seaside? Shout fuck off. Every time someone asks you a question like that, shout fuck off and we will eradicate it. We need to nip this in the bud. Again, Ash, revolution.
What about if you're emceeing?
Yeah, you can still do
it. So if you're emceeing, if I do Brighton, I want to find out who lives in Brighton and who's come from further away.
Yeah. That's a pertinent question that will lead on to some banter though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about people.
No, I just would go, good. That's the person who lives furthest away.
Got nothing on that. Oh, God, I love that. Is there anything better than when someone's doing crowd work?
No, I've got nothing on that.
Someone's doing crowd
work. I've said it on the podcast before, but my favourite is give me a job, any job, and I'll do a joke on it. Doctor. No, got nothing.
Yeah, because there's no...
It's a genre of joke about doctors.
That's so funny. That's like you say, like doctor joke.
Yeah.
Why is it that a lot of jokes are preceded with saying the same word over and over again?
I say.
Doctor, knock, knock. And who knocks on a door twice? Who are these psychopaths? You don't knock twice. That's not even a knock.
I always knock three times.
You think one
knock,
could
knock,
be... No, there's a reason...
For the joke, and then once for actual a knock.
It should be knock, knock, knock. Because you go... If you knock on a door and go knock, knock, you knock once could be an accident. Twice you think, did I hear a knock? And the third one's like, confirmed. That's what they used to say. In the trenches, you never light three cigarettes with one match.
No, that's right. Notice, aim, fire.
Notice, aim, fire. Same with knocking. Knock three times or just stand in the cold. I'm not answering the door.
Yeah.
So why is it a knock, knock, knock joke?
I don't know, mate.
These are the big issues that we get to at the bottom of. I can't speak. I'm very tired.
We've been getting some pictures through. People have received their stickers.
Lovely. Lovely job. Lovely bit of business you did there with the stickers, mate. Very well done.
We did there. I don't want to take all the credit for that. You had a part to play. I know you pretend that you don't.
Well, just designed the logo and everything. Apart from that.
Yeah, exactly. But, if you are a $5 patron and you haven't yet given us your address, you can get some stickers. Send it to us and we'll post them out. Once these lot are gone, they are gone. And there'll be some new stickers in the not-too-distant future, I believe. And also, there's, you know, the $10 a month patrons are getting a T-shirt.
You clear your throat, mate. Yeah. Hey.
They get a T-shirt. You have designed a T-shirt to be sent.
Designed, past tense. Yeah. Designed. I'm designed. I'm going to design.
You've located the place that we're going to order the T-shirt from.
I'll do that today. Hey, listen. I went to the doctor's yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, I think I'm up. No. I went to the doctor's to have my sans ovular examination.
Hold on, did you go knock knock?
Yeah,
he went. And he said, who's there? And you said, doctor, doctor.
I think I'm...
And he said...
I said, knock knock. He said, who's there? I said, doctor, doctor, I keep thinking I'm stuck behind an invisible door. He said, no, she went of her own accord.
He said, just have a seat and we'll get you some help.
So, this doctor who wasn't... This is a new doctor I've seen. Not new, but I, well, you know, a different doctor that wasn't involved in the misdiagnoses and seemed a
interesting.
Yeah, seemed a little bit more honest about my plight and was shocked. So I'm sitting there, she's looking at the notes, and I can see she's reading it, and her face is all screwed up. She goes, so, you had glandular fever and you've had, what, you've got some lasting effects? I went, well, yeah, I lost my ovula. She went, right. And she's looking at the notes, she goes,
because the last one was like, oh, I've never seen this before. Yeah. So let's have a look.
She goes, well, surgically? I went, no, you just lost it during the infection. She went, okay, let's have a look. Like, she, no one said, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. So she looked at my, she went, oh. She went, was it, because it looked, there's like a little stump where it stopped eating it away. And then she goes, oh, was it very short? I said, no, I had a good long girthy ovula. Look at this. And I got out my pictures and she went, I've never seen, she goes, right, we've got to get you in with the specialist. She goes, the specialist's going to, make sure you keep those photos, take those photos with you, they're on my phone. She goes,
I thought you'd already got an appointment with the specialist.
It's months. I said, I've been booked in. She goes, oh, right. And she looked, she goes, oh, yeah, okay. She goes, you are on the system. I said, rough idea of time. She goes, it's going to be a few months. So she goes, take those pictures with you. He want to see this. He's going to want to see this. Mate,
do you think they're going to rebuild you an ovula?
No, they can't, but I think they're going to... I hope they name it after
like
me.
Your little toe or something, they'll just stitch up.
I think panculosis or something is going to be called.
Yeah, might be.
I think they should name it after me.
Yeah, why not?
And so she started going, is it causing you any problems? And I started telling her about that. I'm choking a lot.
Can't say Welsh words.
Can't speak Welsh. Can't do the fake snore, can't clear my throat as quickly. I said, people say...
Choke on hot crisps in a loft room.
Yeah, people say I sound the same, but to me, my voice sounds completely different because like half my voice is coming out of my mouth and the other half is going up into my sinus.
I think you sound much clearer now.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think you're much less nasal.
Is that not since you've bought a better set of headphones, though?
Oh, yeah, it could be that. Yeah.
And so...
I've started listening to you now.
Yeah. And she says she started going, oh, God, that sounds awful. And I was thinking, that last motherfucker, the one who malpracticed my ass, was like, oh, it doesn't do anything. It's like the appendix. It's completely, just, you know.
And I was, that's just not true. It does do something.
Oh, I can tell you that's not true. Because like, when I'm choking, just food just drops into my lungs, it feels like. It's horrible. And when I start choking, I choked on a pork scratching for 45 minutes the other day. It was like it was just kept coming up and going back down again.
You couldn't cough it properly out.
No, I can't. Like, it's like a cat of a hairball. I can't retch. But you know that sort of noise that a punk would make in the 80s before gobbing up a greenie?
I'm going to do it now, listener.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's me doing
so
my
throat. So when I had my tonsils out, it left me with this problem that if I eat sweet corn, occasionally a bit of sweet corn will go up. Where it shouldn't go.
Yeah. Oh, mate, this is that times 100. It's way worse than having your tonsils out. That ovula.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Okay, don't. I was trying to fucking steal my thunder, mate. Just let me moan. Sorry. I've only been moaning about this illness for about 6 months. No, it ain't that long, is it?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it ain't over yet. So we'll see what the ENT, which makes me laugh because when I was young, I used to listen to a band called ENT, Extreme Noise Terror. They were old.
They were actually called the Ear, Nose and Throat.
Yeah, they were Ear, Nose and Throat. But they were like one of those grindcore bands like Napalm Death.
I reckon they were all doctors.
I remember Carcass on one of their albums named themselves as like, PhD Doctor of Cardiovascular whatever, and I believed it. But they were just sort of like into gory shit, Carcass. But I used to like sort of the death metal and stuff. Of course I did. I was a teenager.
Rob Saunders is in a... heavy metal band called Earth Mass,
right.
The comedian Rob Saunders. And he was just looking through Keith Flint's stuff on after he died, and was looking through his...
What did he do, house clearance on the side?
Yeah, and on his Facebook.
All right.
And he noticed that Keith Flint had actually tweeted or Facebooked out a picture of an Earth Mass album to say what he was listening to. But Rob had never known that that had happened. Now, isn't that weird that there'll be people... It's like, I know that people Google or Twitter search their own name, but there's no way of doing that for a picture. But Rob, you know,
there
Keith
is.
Flint, who's got some real, you know, pull, he was tweeting about Rob's band.
Cool.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who knows what people are saying? No wonder we've had such an upturn in listeners. There's people out there talking about Pranks and Firth like it's going out of fashion.
I had an act at me say, Coattails. I had an act say to me at the weekend, you do a podcast with Ash, didn't ya? I went, yeah. That was it.
Who was it?
Someone from Southend.
Oh. You do a podcast with Ash. Had they never met you before?
No.
That was the first time you'd met?
Yeah.
And they were like, the first thing they said
was... And that
was
my claim to fame. Then she just walked off. And I was like, oh, that's disappointing.
Well, it's funny because I do gigs and people mention you to me.
Yeah.
But you're the serious one in all this. I always feel like I'm intruding. They go, oh, yeah, I know Justin. Yeah.
What do you mean I'm the serious one? I'm a silly goose.
No, but it's like, oh, yeah, he's one of us. Because every gig I ever turn up to, I feel like I'm like the new boy. I've been going for 8 years. I always still feel like I'm
You need to get over
turning.
That.
And then they go, oh, I know Justin. All these people, oh, God, yeah, I know Justin, the good old Jussie P. I think I'm gigging as much as Justin. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, but I'm popular.
You've got a weird... But you're not. You say everyone hates you.
Yeah, I know, they do hate me, but there's a begrudging respect for the JP because JP does it right.
Could be that.
It is. I mean, there's no nipping...
Oh, I know, Justin. I feel like if you went up to people I've gigged with 100 times, you said, oh, Ash Frith, they'd go... No.
Well, don't say that. That's giving yourself a very extremely bad write-up.
No, I don't think...
I mean, if I was a comedy...
What do you look like? It looks like a little fat pig, boy. You sort of snuff... Imagine, like, a fat pig in a trough.
I've got to be honest.
But the trough's full of shit.
She...
Imagine that. Oh, Ash Frith, I know him, yeah.
She sent me a picture of someone off the telly the other day and said, does this look like Ash?
How have you not sent that to me?
I forgot. That
would have been your normal attack.
I forgot I was drunk. I will send it to you. I'll have to look back through my WhatsApp. And it's quite funny.
Does it look like me?
I said... No. I'm going to say no. It's not a compliment.
Is it a chubby bloke?
He's not svelte. I'm just going to put it this way. It's not a compliment.
What's their problem?
I don't know, you spend enough time around a heel, you become a heel too.
Yeah, I guess.
Heel, toe. Yeah, I don't know, but...
I'm svelte. I'm as svelte as I've been in a long time, actually. I know you didn't mention it when we saw each other last week, but it's falling off me. I'm not even dieting. It's falling off me. I don't know. It must be good.
Have you lost weight?
I have, yeah.
Fucking hell. What would you look like a few months ago then?
Good to have friends. Good to have
friends. I just had to bury my face in my bedroom curtain then to stop myself from shrieking. I was so pleased with my own joke that it wasn't like a joke, just a full heel. If you like this sort of thing, come sit in the front row of hey, I'm thinking about in Edinburgh, I'm thinking about completely changing my mind. I'm thinking about doing an hour of crowd work and just roasting everyone and just calling
it. There you go. Is it because you realised the other idea after we had discussion about it the other day?
No, but the other idea is not an idea. You've got the wrong end of the stick about that. That's not a...
I think you've got the wrong end of the stick about it.
No.
Okay.
Because you're listening to what I said going, but it's not about that. The concept doesn't work as on paper,
I'm just thinking, I understand what you're saying. I just think there's going to be a big bit without any laughs.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Nanette, Nanette? It's an hour of no laughs.
Yeah, okay, so what are
even
you
when she's doing jokes at the beginning, there's no laughs.
10 minutes of no laughs.
That's an Edinburgh show. It's a meta comment about the state of the Edinburgh model.
Okay, I'll ask this one question. Is that bit funny?
I'll answer it by saying I've done shows that were 60 minutes of funny and no one gave a fuck.
No.
It doesn't have to be funny.
Doesn't it?
No. You've been to Edinburgh.
That bit wasn't very funny. But it had a good message, didn't it?
It's the whole point. The message is that this message has ruined my show. That's the meta nature of it.
So you're self ruining your show?
Yes.
And is that funny?
Okay. Is meta comedy funny?
No.
So answered your own
just
question.
Trying to think about you and your health.
Go up there and do a 60-minute bang it out of the park club set, so that no one comes to watch it and no one even pays attention to it.
I know, but at least
Ash, I'm at the forefront. I'm the beginning of the revolution, mate.
I'm not coming anyway.
I don't want you to come. Fuck, I don't want you in there. Taking up three seats. I need punters.
I meant to Edinburgh, but that's fine.
All right. Edinburgh's all done. So I was thinking about just going, I'm just going to do a crowd work show. But instead of like a nicey-nicey crowd work, I'm just going to roast everyone that comes to my show. I think there's a lot of people that would like that.
Yeah, it'd be good if you get people in. It wouldn't have been very good for me at the last Edinburgh, because after I'd spoke to the four people that were in there, I'd have just been twiddling my thumbs and looking at my watch waiting for them to leave.
Ash, every week, without fail, very regularly, exactly on time, we speak to each other for an hour. That's just one person. So you can do it.
Thanks, mate.
No, I mean, like, you could do it in a room. If I had two people in there, I would speak to one for half an hour and the other one for half an hour. And I'd say, yes, you lot. Fuck off. Done. Contract fulfilled. Done.
So I did solo parenting duties on Saturday. My girlfriend went out on the razzle for the first time.
Did she try to latch on?
No, she did not try and latch on. They're not that big. But we'd had 2 weeks of absolute nightmare baby work. She'd been crying. She's been awake every hour and a half. And the baby's been pretty bad as well.
No.
And she was just perfect for me. Fed her, she went to sleep. She woke up, she fed again, she went to sleep. She slept for hours in the night. Ridiculous. My girlfriend then, listen to this. My girlfriend then went, I was hoping you'd have a horror night to see what it's like.
Well, I know what she means, but also...
Why would you do that? I just want all the best for her, though.
What? I want her
to have the best night. It's not like... I want you to die on stage, obviously. When an act I know is on stage, I want them to eat shit. But when it's your girlfriend mothering, I want her to have the best mothering experience she can. Don't I?
Yeah, of course you do, but... When she's had her one night off and she's like, I've just had 2 weeks of hell, you sort of think it would be nice to... I don't want to spunk my night out when it would have been an easy night.
I guess. I'm just a bit disappointed, that's all.
It's a bit like if you leave a football match early and your team are 3-0 down and they equalise in the last... score three goals in the last 2 minutes.
Do you hope they don't score? Is that what it is?
Of course you would. Still lose? Wouldn't you?
No.
Arsenal were 3-1 down. You leave early to avoid the traffic. You in the car, as you're walking like to the tube or wherever you fuck you get there, you hear a load of cheering. You've checked your phone. Arsenal won 4-3. You'd be pissed off.
I left a game early once ever. Right. I left a game. Went back to the car, and like maybe 5 minutes before the end, Arsenal were being absolutely thrashed, and my mate had left £200 in cash on the dashboard, and I had left the car unlocked. And it was all still there. Stupid, isn't it?
So what? I thought he was going to tell a story that Arsenal turned it around and won.
No, it was just the fact he'd left 200 quid on the dash and I'd left it unlocked.
Wow.
But no one had even tried to get in.
Well, no. That's. I went shopping with my son when he was like, when we just had the one boy. It was the first time I took him out on my own, I think. And I got him out of the back seat, out of the car seat, got the pram out, put him in the pram, went round Bury St Edmunds, had a lovely day. No dramas there. Thought, well, I can manage. This is a piece of piss. Got back to my car to see I'd left the back door like wide open. Hadn't even shut it. I'd like got the pram out of the boot, opened the door, got him out, put him in the pram, shut the boot and like pressed the lock on the key fob and just gone into Bury for like 2 hours. It was wide open.
mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just my baby brain ash. It's my baby brain. That's all. It's just baby brains.
My mate's next door neighbour went to the shops and then realised when she was in the shop that she'd forgotten the baby.
Oh yeah, no, that's have your baby taken off you. That's terrible.
That is bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd feel bad.
If mine was playing up, real, if I was a single mum and my baby's really pissing me off, I'd just do that and I've just left it somewhere in a canal, in a sack.
But have you ever, when my boy was growing up, I definitely had a point where I looked at the watch and it was like 2:30 and I'd forgotten to give him lunch.
Oh yeah, no, I'd do that. I forget to eat my own lunch sometimes. That's just human error, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I've never forgotten to eat lunch, obviously.
Obviously. Oh, you said you was eating some vegan crisps before we started.
I had some vegan, crisps is doing them some service. They
crunchy snacks.
They were sort of pressed chickpea flavour lumps.
Mm. They don't sound that nice.
So yeah, I'm looking forward. You're going to get round to me nice and early on Thursday. We'll get some stuff done,
yeah,
shall
sure.
we?
Yeah, sure.
Before we head into Lyon C. We're doing it. It's a lovely, tiny little venue. We can do some stuff before, and maybe we could do stuff in the little breaks.
Yeah, sure.
We can talk while the other acts are on.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm taking an extremely underpaid gig just to see you, so whatevs.
It pretty much is that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, basically, yeah. Expenses, which I would just not do normally, but...
But we can do some live recording.
No, exactly. I just want the listener to know that, you know, you might think, oh, well, I'll give him £3 a... $3 a... now and then on Ko-fi, but this is like getting your money back, because I'm coming down to do live stuff and not getting paid enough.
That is true.
Yes, I don't know. I didn't know how to word that. I'm extremely tired, but I knew what I meant.
People have been donating, haven't they?
Yeah. Have they?
They're good people.
Mm,
and they're getting the rewards now. I mean, these stickers will be worth a fortune, depending on what you stick them on.
Yes, right.
I want to see where they've been stuck, actually. If you've got stickers, can you actually... I know people have sent us the stickers like as they've received them. I'd like that. But I also would like to know where they've been stuck.
Well, I can tell you where mine's stuck is on the laptop lid. I've got a Beat sticker, the Rolling Stones famous Lips logo sticker, and now I've got a Pranks and Firth podcast sticker on the lid of my MacBook.
I think I'm buying a new laptop this week. I will definitely be sticking a sticker on there.
Got to.
We had some fun as well with the reviews. Now we're not doing the horror reviews anymore. But this week we had a situation occurred where a young listener, he hasn't listened, but my son thought he would review the podcast, went online... and saw the horrible things that people had said about the podcast. So he put a review saying, why are you being so mean? This is two guys who are really funny, trying their best. You couldn't do any better. And he put that as a 5-star review. And then, why am I like this? I'm going to call her. Said, I don't think this person gets the joke. And then I had to point out that it was, in fact, my 11-year-old son.
Oh.
He was just been protecting his poor papa and his friends.
Do you remember there was a comedian whose mum had a go at Steve Bennett after giving her son a less than glowing review?
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Who was that?
I'll tell you afterwards. But it is without doubt one of my favourite things that's ever happened since
I... Is it someone that we know? Or
yeah, it's someone that we know. It's probably my favourite thing that's ever happened since I started doing comedy.
Can you give me a hint as to who it was?
Farmer Fields, count the money.
So that's James Alderson, is it? Was it James Alderson's mum got involved with Chortle?
It's probably still on there. It's spectacularly brilliant. I don't like your reviews. They're sad and mean. Not everybody likes the same comedy. You should be nice. And she's
that's
got...
true, though.
Well, yeah, that's good for a reviewer, isn't it?
There's your first edit.
You got to take it all. You said his name.
Yeah, I know. Why have I got to take his name out? It's not my fault, his mum. It's not a secret.
No, it's not. Let me look it. Let me see if it's still on there. Well, go on. You entertain me.
and read his reviews.
Come on.
Nice guy, James Alderson. He used to run gigs as well.
He still does, I think.
He was the first person I knew that had gone turned pro comic from the lowly depths of open mic. He was the first person I knew that had gone pro.
Oh, hang on, I'll have to look it up another time. I've just done a search for his name in Chortle, and it's come up with just a Google. It doesn't search the website.
Oh yeah, well, Chortle is powered by Google. Like, that is how you search Chortle. It's a weird thing. It is just a Google search.
Oh, well, let's look. Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll have to see if it's still on there.
I've put my name into Chortle before and then found out that I was doing a gig that they'd forgotten to... They hadn't actually booked me. They had just,
Sometimes they have listings on there. Is that what you mean?
Well, no, so it was... there was a thing, so, like, Friday night, Ashfrith and all these people, and then I contacted them and went, oh, I can see on Chortle that I'm on a gig that you've written. And they were like, oh... I meant to ask you to do it, so I wrote your name in the diary, and I've forgotten to ask you. And they just booked me without actually asking me. They'd just completely and utterly forgotten to send an email to say, are you free on this date? And then just added me into the gig. And I could do it, luckily.
Yeah, oh, I think I found it. Did you do it then?
I did it, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I never been reviewed on Chortle. But I've been at gigs that were reviewed by Chortle, and he reviewed the people either side of me, but not me.
Oh, still on it.
Read it out for the listener.
I do not like your reviews. You are sad and mean. We need all sorts of comics in the world, and not everyone laughs at the same things. And I'm not going to exaggerate or employ hyperbole, but bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can't count, and they're too small. There's like 21 exclamation marks.
She means it.
I mean, she's shouting. I mean, she's going to make herself hoarse. But isn't that lovely? I'll get my mum on you.
That is mad. But how did you find out about it? Where did you see that had come out?
Well, I looked at the review, then I read the comments, then I clicked on the... Because it comes up with a Facebook comment, doesn't it? I clicked on the person... And lo and behold, it's his fucking mum.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Absolutely lovely.
Absolutely the best thing ever.
Have your parents ever seen you gig?
I've never even told them I do comedy.
No. See, my parents come to a gig that I did once, and it was the famous one where the act did just a 5-minute set about raping someone graphically talking about it. And someone came and said they were going to kill him, and he had to be escorted out of the back door of the property
and driven away in the boot of a car.
Yeah, and my parents came to that gig.
That's wow. What did they say about it?
I don't think they were impressed with the whole thing, really, you know? I don't think they found it to be a pleasurable evening.
No, you do sort of... Well, no, yeah, no.
It wasn't a great gig. It wasn't a great gig. But I'm doing a gig up your neck of the woods.
When?
I've been signed up to do a gig at Ipswich Town's football ground.
Really? Who's that for?
Yeah. Someone, a promoter.
Oh, cool. Nice. The enemy. Norwich. And they rock bottom and Norwich are top. I give a shit about football all of a sudden because Norwich are doing
well.
And then next...
I'm doing a gig there for a man. I know it's a man.
Well, would be. Patriarchy.
And I'll give you the details. But maybe we could... I don't know. We're not going to be able to meet up, are we?
Maybe, mate. Take you down Nando's for some toffee. You don't eat toffee, do you? Or do you?
Don't know.
You don't know if you eat tofu?
Don't know. I can eat tofu, yeah.
There you go. You do know.
I do know. I know everything, really. Ask me any question, I'll answer it.
What is pi to the nearest 5 decimal points?
1, 4, 3, 9, 5, 6, 7.
No. That's the gay line telephone number. Ew!
Ew! Oh,
that's what you could expect.
50,
that's
50,
what...
50.
That's what gay, bi, curious. That's what you could expect if you came to my hour-long roasting the audience show.
Yeah. Just some homophobic stuff.
Homophobic jokes, yeah. You're gay.
0898. It used to be 0898, then it changed to 0831, didn't it?
I'm just going
to
pray that someone comes in and sits in my show wearing a check shirt.
Imagine if those lines were still active and there's just one gay guy sitting there at the end of the phone, just sitting, the phone rings, he goes, hello? Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm gay, bi, or just curious. Okay. What do you like doing? Oh, I like looking at penises. Oh, yeah, I've got a penis, yeah.
What's this curious? That's such a strange thing, isn't it? Curious.
I'm curious about gay sex. I'm going to phone a sex line.
I wonder what it might feel like to have a dick up my ass. This is intriguing.
Oh, hello there. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I want to make it absolutely clear.
I just
want to
know what it feels like. Something.
Could you explain it to me?
I'd like to eliminate it as a possibility at the very least, sir.
We are quite lucky in the fact we live in a time where you wouldn't just be killed for doing that. But if you wanted
you
to
do Russia.
It now, we live in a time in this country, obviously, if you go to... Isn't it weird how people are like the Arsenal team have gone out to Dubai, right, to play a game out there and train. But that's a place where they... Do they still execute people for being homosexual in Dubai?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah,
so
I don't
why,
know.
Why is it just fine that... Oh, yeah, we're just going out there to spend a week
this
in Dubai.
Is the thing.
It's
people,
great.
People used to sort of like... Didn't people talk about boycotting Queen because they played Sun City in South Africa during the apartheid era?
Yeah.
How can you go to Dubai? But they did have that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Why is it fine
but they
to
did
go to
have,
Dubai?
They did. There was a furore when the F1, they did an F1 Grand Prix, was at Bahrain, and they were like,
Bahrain,
oh, this is, you know, you shouldn't be going there. But it's like Russia, Dubai.
But why is it fine? It seems like, oh, such a beautiful, lovely place. It's not, it's horrible. They're horrible to people.
What about the Spanish people throwing the donkey off the tower? We all go there on holiday. You should be boycotting them for throwing the donkey off the tower.
We should just stay here. Stop going on holiday.
Just go fucking Hemsby.
Speaking of which, I'm going on holiday now.
Now?
I'll see you on Thursday.
All right. Have a lovely time.
Thank you, listener, for listening. Justin, if they want to contribute or they want to be involved in the next batch of stickers, what can they do?
They need to go on Patreon and... patreon.com/pranksandfirth, and they can donate £1, dollar a month, $5 a month, or 10. You do it.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
And there'll be all sorts of little prizes. There's extra podcasts, there's extra video content, which, like I said, we recorded some video content. It turned to shit, but we're going to try and make the best of it.
Accoutrements.
What?
They're going to receive some accoutrements.
Yes, definitely. And there's going to be a new laptop involved soon, so the video footage will be of a decent quality, hopefully.
A trinket. You will
receive
a trinket.
I'll see you on Thursday,
trinket.
Justin. Listen, we might even do a bit of a live one. We'll give it a try, shall we?
Paraphernalia available for all.
See you, listener.
Bye.